If you would, open your Bibles with me to Romans chapter 12. We're going to talk about spiritual gifts some this morning. I'm always a little cautious when I begin to go down this road. Scripture begins to talk to us about spiritual gifts, but because certain churches have so convoluted certain things, it always makes me a little cautious. And then sometimes I think we can just begin to overthink them as well, and then it gets really complicated, and it doesn't have to. And so if you look at me in Romans 12, stop here for a second. 1 Corinthians 12 will say, given a spiritual gift for the common good. That is to say, it would be a way that the body would be built up. A particular burden and unction, you begin to feel God stirring your heart and moving you. What's unique just about the word spirit, it would tie into the word breath or movement of air. And the way I've likened it a lot of times talking to my class in the 8 to 12 class is I would just pick up a piece of paper and I would blow it. And the piece of paper would just move. The point is God begins to stir us and move us to begin to serve in this way. And it begins to build up the body. But it doesn't have to be complicated. Man likes to overcomplicate everything. And God's just going to begin to stir your heart in certain ways. And I'd encourage you to listen to him. Talk to maybe one of the pastors, one of the pastor's wives, one of the leaders. Say, you know, God's really stirring my heart in this way. And we'll do our best to find a place to plug you in that God's burdening your heart for. So I don't want to complicate it. So if you'll turn me to Romans 12, we'll just start in, start with me in verse 4. For just as we have many members in one body, all the members do not have the same function. And I think it was the wisdom of God to just use the human body, you know, as an analogy. Like, we're not all the nose, we're not all the hands, we're not all the eyes, we're not all the ears. And that's not even counting the internal organs that we don't even see. He says, you know, we're not all that. You know, one person can be the hand, one person can be the nose, one person can be, you know, the liver. You help clean the church, you know. That's the way that we serve, you know. And by way of mentioning that, I hope I don't draw too much attention to this, but you may have come in a few times now and begin to smell a little bit of an odor. That's my fault. There was some things that I didn't get sealed up in time when I should have, and we've been trying to get rid of some. Pastor James and I had to get some squirrels out of here. And we don't know if a nest got built, and we found one other thing, and we got rid of that. And, I appreciate how patient the Lord has made all of you people, my brothers and sisters. How's that? But anyhow, so if in fact you smell a smell, give me a little time. We're working on that. Everybody's safe, though. You're safe. So nothing going to fall on you, Lord willing. So verse 5, so we who are many are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. So in Christ, in love, and he would go on to say, if prophecy according to the proportion of your faith, this would probably tie into like pastors and, you know, things like that, teachers. If service in his serving, or he who teaches in his teaching, so there's more of a teaching aspect there. He who exhorts, you're coming alongside others that are down and encouraging them. He who gives with liberality, I can't tell you how many times somebody will catch someone that's down or in sick or going through a hard time, and you literally got people lining up, knocking down your door with meals and cards and things like that, and they're just coming. It's how God is, Christ in them is so manifesting himself to shine, to build up the body in the faith. So, and to encourage and to love. He who shows mercy with cheerfulness. And it goes on to say, you know, our love shouldn't have hypocrisy. We shouldn't be faking these things. But the reason why I bring this up is that word service. And the word in the Corinthians, it would probably be the word helps in Corinthians 12. But it really ties in. It's very simple. A part of it is just to render aid. There's just this heart of how can I help? Hey, I've noticed this. How can I help? And the reason why I bring this up is I want to bring Dan Soroka up today. Dan, I'm sorry. Come on, brother. And in all fairness, Mr. Dan, Pastor Gary came to me and he said, you need to call Dan up. So I'm just honoring authority. It's over me.
Okay.
But I very much agree with him. So with that being said, you and I have been meeting for a long time.
Yeah.
How many years now you and I have been meeting?
It's been a couple years.
Yeah. We're in discipleship. And we've been walking through the different books of the Bible, and,
yes,
and so many times I've always been so thankful and encouraged with Dan, because it's rare sometimes you'll see an older man that still just wants to learn and be willing to learn from a younger man. And but it was really a great honor, you and I. I tell you, a lot of times we leave and I go, I'm more encouraged than I think Dan is. He encourages me. And we both go, we love each other.
Absolutely.
We hug every time.
Absolutely.
And we tell each other how encouraged we are. You encourage me, and I encourage you from faith to faith. But so a while back when we were working on the church building, I would talk to Dan, and Dan would be there to listen, and we would talk. But because of some of your background, Dan began to take these. He would take the plan that we had, and then you would begin to draft it up for us. And he began to make pictures and things so that we could see it. And there was a lot of work behind the scenes that you were really doing. And then I was traveling all over the city trying to find a church that we, and we finally found one down in St. Augustine that we really liked. We met the pastor. He went to Inglewood too, which is where I went, where Pastor Gary went, where Connie went. Is that not amazing? That's the hand of God, right? So you would begin to draft all these pictures and help us to do that. And then some of you might remember we had the seniors parking out here. Mm-hmm. Well, that was Dan coming to me and saying, Josh, is there a way we can do this? And I've just noticed it's harder for some of our older ladies to get in and out. And so you and I just started praying about it.
Yep.
And we started thinking, and you're the one that said, don't put elderly on there. I said, brother, what are we going to put on it? He said, we're going to do seniors. Or maybe that was Pastor Gary, but we started working together on that. And then just this past week, you were talking about how sometimes the books can become too cumbersome for different ones in the body. And we just started praying and thinking through it. And we came up with that sheet. And you said, I'll type it up every Sunday. So some of the song books have gotten too cumbersome for you. If you'll just let Mr. Dan Soroka know, he's got a sheet that he's going to have printed out every Sunday, and he can hand it to you as you come in the door. One of the reasons why I bring this up is to kind of ask you, what do you feel like kind of stirred you in these different ways?
I don't know. Just looking around and seeing that some folks were having some difficulty. I noticed that it's a little, not for me, but and not for many of us, but for some people it was some of the senior people.
Mm-hmm.
They would have a little bit of a difficulty, you know, holding the book and turning the pages, and sometimes they wouldn't even get to the right page number before the song was partway through. And I do know that a lot of people have a lot of these memorized, but we have 300 and some songs, so
right.
I'm sure everyone doesn't have everyone memorized.
Amen.
But in my vernacular, what we did today was just a prototype, and I realized somebody had suggested that that was nice, but they have a hard time reading it because the font's so small.
Which we've kind of run into some of that as well with some of the Bibles that we were having.
Right. So next week, I'm going to blow the font up as high as I can.
Yes, sir.
So I guess the only thing is if, and it's really small things. It really is a very small thing. I look at the other contributions that people make to this church, and it's pretty significant. I'm really not sure why I'm up here being singled out, but I mean, the people that take care of the grounds and the Bob Hillens that are monitoring and guiding the construction. There's a lot of people that really need to be recognized for what they do. But having said that, and now that I'm here, if you just, I'm going to start out making about a dozen of these. And just let me know if you want one when you come in the morning. I'll make sure that we have them available for people coming in the door. And I hope it helps.
Now, hold on before you go.
Yes.
And I think our natural human response is, well, this or that. And I think what we see is, according to these texts, that God creates certain ones to minister in this way, and there's certain ones that minister into this way. And it really has nothing to do so much with, like, you and I. But this is how God is encouraging his body. It's his spirit working through each one of us. Mm-hmm. And nice. Where I know you were bringing things, and you're like, Josh, and I'm going, I didn't even think about that. I'm going, okay, brother, well, let's pray about this. Let's think about it. And the Lord began to stir your heart and your mind to do the senior parking. And because you were the one talking about that over there and the parking over here. And because in my mind, I'm going, all right, great. Well, how are we going to do this? I have no idea, you know. But the Lord began to use you to bring these things about. And a part of why I wanted to bring Dan up today is that you can see how God will use different ones, where he began to help us with the drafting of the building. And some of you never even saw those. But he would go on to this, what is that, grafting or drafting?
It's a drafting software.
Yeah. I went over there one day, and he tried to show me. And I go, Dan, I'm so thankful you know how to do this. I said, if you'll just give me the picture, I can try to build it. I said, but he is drawing things on this thing that I just go, Dan, I think I probably need to go home. I'm just slowing you down, you know. And but I was so encouraged, and we've been encouraged, and with your heart. And a part of bringing Dan up is to hopefully encourage the body. It's not always this big, glamorous Billy Graham kind of, which, with all honor, sometimes the thought is, it's like, it's got to be like Billy Graham. No. The Lord is building this church right here through his spirit working in each one of us to serve in different ways. Sometimes it's the cafe. I can tell you, my mother-in-law, you give her a baby and you give her a nursery, and that's where she's serving. But that's where God is stirring her to serve. The Lord is going to stir different ones you in different ways. If I can encourage you, don't just silence it. Say, okay, Lord, how do you want me to serve? And it's the cafe, it's the nursery. Sometimes it's teaching. Sometimes it is church grounds. But sometimes it's during discipleship, and it's that sense of, how can I help? I want to help. But God began to burden your heart for some of our older members. So thanks, brother.
Thank you, Pastor.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
So
I retired 10 years ago, and I thought these on-the-spot moments were done.
I was taught that by Pastor Gary. He's the one that has taught me. And so I just want to reiterate, it's a part of the Spirit of Christ working in each one of us to build up the body, to encourage the body in the faith, to keep going, to keep serving, to keep loving him and caring for one another. So just thankful of his spirit that has so changed us, resurrected us, that we're no longer thinking in the realm of the world's ways, but we're thinking in a way of serving him. Great freedom, great joy comes through that. So shall we pray? Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you. And my prayer is that no one in this body, no one in this church, Lord, would feel like they have nothing to offer. Because, Lord, you've rescued us. You've redeemed us. We were created in your image. And, Lord, in it of ourself, in the flesh or in our sin, we can be hurtful and detrimental in our own lives and in others. But, Lord, when you rescue us and your spirit begins to move us, it's the spirit of life. It's the spirit of born again. It's the spirit of encouragement. It's the spirit of love. It's the spirit of comfort. It's the spirit of coming alongside one another. And so, Lord, my prayer is that this wouldn't be a church of man, but this would be a church of your name. You're the head. We're the body. That you would direct us, that our desire would be to stay on point with your word. Please help us with that. And that, Lord, we would just be a people that are moved by your spirit with a desire to please you, to honor you, and, Lord, to bring you glory, not for ourselves, but for you. Because when you receive the glory and you do the moving, it begins to send the message that we're loved, that mankind is loved, and that you've come to rescue and to save and to unite us as your family, as one people in you. In Jesus' name, amen.